Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, part two of an extraordinary interview with John Frankovich. He's a partner with McDonald Carano for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is part two of our conversation with John Frankovich. He's a partner with McDonald Carano, joined the firm in 1973, so has an incredible amount of history. If you haven't already caught part one of this, you go back and watch it because it's really worthwhile. And we'll now continue with part two. As we wound up the previous show, we were talking about the tremendous expansion of the Reno-Sparks-Fernley area at this point in time because of two new industrial parks and the fact that the computer industry has discovered, the high-tech industry has discovered Reno-Sparks. So let me just hit that for a second, because it seems for anybody who has been to San Francisco and the Bay Area in general in the last few years, they're done as far as expansion. I mean, you can't move on the freeways. It doesn't matter what time of day it is unless you're driving at midnight. So really, Nevada is, and especially northern Nevada for the Bay Area folks, it seems to me to be the natural place to either move or expand at this point. So do you see that growth continuing for the next several years?
Well, I definitely see it continuing, but you frighten me a little bit when you start talking about the traffic in the Bay Area, because that's been one of the benefits of growing up and living in Reno, Nevada, is we really don't have a lot of traffic. I mean, if you miss a light in Reno, you complain about it. In the Bay Area, that's a good day. And that gets back to a major point when you are expanding, and it's important that your infrastructure be kept current and be addressed, and that's not an easy question. And infrastructure, of course, includes mainly freeways, although in the time we're talking about, since I've been in Reno, I've seen Interstate 80 bypass Reno, I've seen 395 and I-580, seen the McCarran all constructed, which in their day all were somewhat controversial. We shouldn't do this, we don't need this, it's going to ruin my neighborhood, and now we couldn't get by without it. But you have to keep at that infrastructure if you're going to grow. And I believe that the growth is important. And you certainly don't want to be like the Bay Area if you could avoid it. But you have to keep ahead of the infrastructure. That's one of the governmental responsibilities, and it's always a difficult issue. But we've done pretty well so far, and hopefully we can keep up with it. I mean, we have You might complain to get on I-580 at 8 o'clock in the morning, but if you've been in San Francisco or Southern California, that's not considered traffic. So we're still ahead of that curve, but it's important, especially with this current spurt in growth, that we stay ahead of it. And that's going to mean we're going to have to make sure that we have adequate freeways, road systems. The sewer is a good example. That happened in 70 when we ran out of sewer for a while. It put a roadblock in. We have to keep ahead of that curve. The good thing for a long time in this community that has happened is for a long time there was real concerns about the availability of water. And everybody thinks we're in the desert. Maybe we're in the high desert, but they don't understand that Reno, Nevada is actually in the mountains. But water is always a concern. But recently there was an agreement, and I don't know whether you ever covered it. You may want to cover that, the TROA agreement.
Oh, yes, of course.
And that...
So for those, especially in Southern Nevada, the Truckee River Operating Agreement, that it only took Senator Reid 30 years to get that done, which tells you how long it takes to get things done through the federal government.
Well, and I give Senator Reid credit for that, but there was a lot of people involved
sure.
in that. And all of the users of the Truckee River showed up, and they all entered into that agreement. And that pretty well has addressed the water needs in this community for the foreseeable future. So that's been a big, big plus, so that we don't have to argue about if there's going to be enough water for growth. And Tumwater, Truckee Meadows Water Authority, is now in charge of all that. And I think we're much more comfortable than we were in the old days about water rights.
Well, one of the brilliant things that they did, I think a couple of decades ago now, was if you need an acre foot of water to develop, you have to buy an acre and a half, and that half gets banked.
Well, and it helps recharge the Truckee River, and it satisfies the rights of the Indians to their share of the water at Pyramid. So yes, there was a lot of give and take on that arrangement, and I think it worked out very well for this community.
So you know, roads, RTC, has done a great job, I think, in terms of their tax on gasoline. It's about 30 cents, but I don't complain because I think our roads are in pretty good shape and the improvements they're doing are very good. But one of the major improvements we're going to need is widening I-80. And I don't think that's a community-based financial situation. And I don't know what your political persuasion is, and it doesn't matter, but the power of Senator Reid to be able to move dollars towards Nevada was pretty immense as majority-minority leader. Are we in a position with our current senators and congressional delegation to be able to get Congress to give us the dollars that we would need for major infrastructure improvements like widening I-80, where you're going to basically have to carve into a mountainside?
Well, first, I agree with you that I-80 needs attention. Especially when you get across the border into the California side, over which we have left jurisdiction. And I also agree with you that in that regard, we will miss Senator Reid, because he was very, very instrumental and helpful in getting funds for that. And the answer to your question is, we're certainly not in as good a position as we were. Given today's political climate, we're probably not in great shape at all. California is not on anybody's favored nation status in Washington these days, and I think it's going to be difficult to get the federal funding, but you have to put it in perspective. I-80 is, if not D, certainly one of the largest east-west corridors in the United States, and has to be maintained and expanded if the country's going to grow. And I think that's in everybody's benefit. So I think we have a shot, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as it used to be.
Well, and also you now have the competition, I would think, from funding for I-11, which certainly Las Vegas Metro Chamber, and the other business organizations are pushing heavily to at least get the initial portion from Phoenix into Las Vegas. But the plan, as you well know, is to come all the way from Mexico, deep water ports in Mexico, up to Canada. Do you think the part from Las Vegas north is going to be in the next 30 years?
Well, 30 years is a long time. I hope so.
No, it sure is, but I mean Congress, the way it moves.
Or doesn't move.
Or doesn't move.
I think the I-11 project will be done before. There's a lot of work on I-80. I mean, just that's the politics of the state these days, and that's a needed improvement, no question about it. 30 years, I would hope so. I would hope so. I hope it's less than that, because I think those road networks, again, are important, and I think Nevada is going to continue to be an attractive place for business and industry to locate, and as that occurs, the demand will become greater, and hopefully the politics will be such that they'll recognize the need and we'll get more federal money, because federal money is important.
And it's interesting, and again, I don't know what your politics are. I'm just talking about, you know, looking at the big picture. It seems that Catherine Cortez Masto is young enough that she could spend time, if she chooses to, building a career in the United States Senate and get to a position of power. And she seems to be doing a lot of outreach into rural Nevada, which, you know, is somewhat surprising for a Democrat to go into such Republican country. But a lot of the reports I'm hearing from people in rural Nevada are that they're really pleased with the efforts that she's making. So it looks like there's a long-term trajectory for her.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to get in the business of predicting politics in this country, much less in the state of Nevada. I mean, they change dramatically over the time
I've been. You've noticed that.
Yes. I mean, when I joined McDonald Carano, Michael Callahan was governor. Most of the officers were Democratic. But they were
conservative Democrats. You know, Harry
yes.
Reid and Dick Bryan were considered conservative Democrats.
And I agree with that. And it's very, very different than what the Democratic Party today. But that changed also. I mean, we had Governor Gwynn came in, and I mean, they all did a nice job, but they did it from different perspectives and different parties. And now we're back to the Democrats, and I think the current senators are doing a good job in Washington. And I don't know if they want, much less would receive the longevity of somebody like Senator Reid got. I mean, I go back to Bible and canon, and they were there forever. In the old days, we didn't change very often. Now, it seems we change quite frequently. So, as I say, I don't want to predict politics, but it is good to have some senior people on your side in Washington.
To say the least. All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with John Frankovich when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Frankovich. He's a partner at McDonald Carano. As I mentioned earlier, if you haven't seen part one of this interview, do go back and watch it. It is really fascinating. So, I know that you are very limited in what you can say about Eldorado Resorts because you represent them and the Caesars merger. But as broad as you can, share with us, what would Don Carano have thought about the Eldorado, which he started on the wrong side of the tracks in 1973, purchasing the largest gaming company in the world?
Well, Don Carano always had big plans. I don't know if he ever had any this big, let's say that. I mean, I was with Don since he opened the facility on the north side of the tracks, the first Eldorado. He's always been interested in expanding, always has expanded, always was interested in diversifying the market in the gaming industry, which means getting, not just be limited to Reno, Nevada, to be in other locations, and took a couple of opportunities while he was still alive to do that. But I don't know that anybody could have foreseen the circus. I mean, Eldorado has been under, I'm still the same family leadership, with and Gary Carano and the brothers and the sisters are all actively involved in the business, as Don had planned. I mean, he trained them to do this business, and they learned well. And they recognize that expansion is important. And when, the big turning point for them is when they went public a few years ago and they acquired a public company. And what they demonstrate is having good food is important. I mean, that's an understatement. They demonstrated that they could take properties that weren't doing so well, turn them around, remodel them, get a new management system, and be very, very successful. And they have been consistently, as they acquired, had three major acquisitions. I called them major at the time, but they all look pretty small these
really?
Days. It is just unbelievable that what started as a small family operation north of the tracks is now going to be the largest gaming company in the United States, and that may be in the world too. Don is proud of his family. I think he would be proud of the family. I don't know that he envisioned getting this big, and he would be concerned about it, I believe, but he would be, hey, we can do this.
It was fascinating to watch. Carl Icahn had sold the Tropicana properties that were left, with the exception of the Tropicana in Las Vegas, to the Eldorado, so he had a relationship with Tom Rieg, who's now the CEO of Eldorado Resorts. And then Mr. Icahn purchased or controlled almost 20% of Caesars and essentially told them they had to sell themselves. And he has been very forceful in business over the years. And that's what occurred. Did that surprise you with them? Because what was fascinating to me, I get, because I'm a nerd, I get a lot of analyst reports and I look at them. And for a long time now, almost every acquisition that was discussed, Eldorado Resorts was at the top of that list, top two or three companies that could acquire this, that, or the other. And when the opportunity for Caesars came up, they were right at the top.
Well, and I think that had something to do with Mr. Icahn. They did have a transaction with him before, and it was successful, and he was impressed with the way they operated and the way they handled it. And he was not enamored with the Caesars performance as he was the largest shareholder, as you know, so he had considerable control. And he was pushing for a sale, and the Eldorado was at the top of his list. And whether the Eldorado was looking for it or not, I wouldn't say, but I think that Mr. Icahn was looking at them because of their success with their other mergers and their prior experience with him, and I think that that's why they emerged as the company I wouldn't say he selected them, but I don't think that would be an unfair comment either. I think he was largely involved in putting that deal together. And you mentioned Mr. Rieg, Tom Rieg, been a major influence in the Eldorado.
Wall Street loves him.
Yes, that was the connection that he had that the Eldorado did, the Carano family themselves did not have. And when they started doing business with Tom again really liked their operation and their success, and he has connections on Wall Street. He's very good in financing, putting together financing packages, and has been instrumental in the public going public of the Eldorado and the transactions that they've done.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll have one more segment with John Frankovich. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers in our final segment here with John Frankovich. He's been kind enough to do two shows with us here, partnered with McDonald Carano. So let's talk about when Harrah's took over Caesars. It was interesting from people I've spoken to that the two cultures had difficulty meshing. That people who were part of Caesars were a little resentful of the people of Harrah's coming in, that they were just from Reno, they didn't really know what was going on. Do you foresee any issues with Eldorado now taking over Caesars and such an entrenched culture that's, you know, pretty much worldwide?
Well, first, I don't know much about your first comment about the cultures of Harrah's and Caesars, and I don't feel comfortable even commenting about that. And I really don't have a definitive answer. I know that with their mergers to date, the Eldorado has been integrated well into the former operations, and they've done very well because of that, and the new employees and the new managers and the old managers who became the new managers seem to have done very well and be very happy. But, and I'm hopeful that that'll be the way it works this time. But this is such a big transaction. I don't know, but I'm optimistic that those issues will resolve themselves.
The corporation is planning to be headquartered in Reno, but my thought is that there's going to be a lot of plane travel between Reno and Las Vegas because the company is so huge in Las Vegas, it seems almost impossible to do it otherwise.
Well, there will be a lot of plane travel all over the country now.
Right, and already is, really.
30 states, and there is. I see Gary Carano and Anthony Carano quite frequently. We're in the same building, as a matter of fact, in Reno. And they're spending a lot of time on the airplane these days visiting. And they have visited every one of these places, which just that is a task. So I imagine that's going to continue. You are right what you said. Their current plan is that their headquarters will remain in Reno. But they'll have, seven or eight casinos on the Strip now, and this is their first entry into Las Vegas, so undoubtedly they'll be spending considerable time down there too.
Were you in any way surprised that Japan was almost immediately taken off the table? because Jan Jones has spent a considerable amount of time in Japan trying to get one of those licenses because they missed out in Macau.
I don't know the details of the negotiations and who wanted what and why, and so I wouldn't take anything off the table because the El Dorado people continue to surprise everyone with what they do and the success, but I don't have any real substantive information about Japan.
All right, but if people are watching this, they should say to themselves that at this point then Caesars is, or El Dorado is still a contender as far as Japan goes, potentially?
Well, I'm not going to say that because I don't have enough knowledge to make that comment, but they're going to be the largest gaming company in the United States, which would suggest that they're certainly capable of looking elsewhere.
I have to thank you so much for your time. It is an absolute pleasure to visit with you, and especially to have you on Nevada Newsmakers, and I hope you'll come back.
Well, I don't know if it was as interesting for your viewers. I hope so.
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to be very interested. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
and
you
we'll
bet.
Be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.